Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Dean Smith and Michael Jordan are bigger than life, and they can stay that way. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. I wondered what all the fuss was over after reading that several residents of the Glen Lennox neighborhood complained about the giant color photos covering the windows of the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in the East 54 development. Great idea, I thought, considering the window dressing were of legendary coach Dean Smith and Michael Jordan nailing the jumper that beat Georgetown in 1982. Then I found out those windows were to the cafe's kitchen and storage room, so it was even a more brilliant idea. But Chapel Hill being Chapel Hill, a meeting of the town's Public Arts Commission was convened to discuss the complaint. And guess what? The complainants weren't even there. But present was the reporter from the NNO who made another mountain out of a mole on the hill. Turns out the photos are a lot about nothing, and that's a rare decision when it comes to LUMOs and other ordinances that sometimes tie us up in red tape. The photos, whose rights were purchased from Getty Images at a pretty penny, I imagine, because they charge by the inch, are not signed since there is no name on them. Even the town planning department wrote an email to the Tobacco Road owners agreeing they were not commercial signage. And they are not public art, like the murals Mike Brown and other artists paint all over town with the okay from the Public Arts Commission. But these are photos on the inside of a business looking out and not in the purview of any organization anyone could think of. And despite their size, a lot better looking than some of the windows certain retailers stuff with products they hope passers-by will stop passing by and buy, if you get my point. People are learning there is a new sports bar in town with dozens of TV, nice ambiance, and good food and spirits. The place will be packed for the NFL playoffs and Carolina games if the Tar Heels can manage to win a few. But outside, it is the Dean greeting people as they drive into town and MJ firing away as they depart. I heard that the complainants wondered if they lived in a town that idolized its sports heroes, especially those bigger than life. Guess we do. This is Archansky. See ya.